This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment is brought to you here by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. All right, Jared Sandler's coming up here at the top of the hour, 4 o'clock. We'll talk Rangers baseball with him. It's brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing, but every day at this time, or most every day, a couple days ago we had Mike Hyka on talking Stars. That was fun. But most days we do C-Note here, Cowboys news of the evening. And I want to start with this Warren Sharp tweet, because last year he posted the Broncos had the NFL's number one ranked blocking offense. They were number one in run block win rate and in pass block win rate, actually. When they on the non-Javonte Williams runs, they ranked insanely high. Number one in short yardage conversion rate. Number three in three-plus yards before contact rate. Number five in yards before contact per rush. And number five lowest stuff rate. So Sharp concludes, while Denver has the need to draft a running back with the loss of Javonte, Dallas should have the need to draft a running back after signing Williams. As he currently sits running back one ahead of a small running back room, Dallas has spent the least draft capital on running backs since 2020. Obviously, you had Zeke, you had Tony Pollard in the mix, so maybe, you know, that wasn't a terrible decision up until this point. But I think the other takeaway there is just, you know, you had Rico, and you fumbled that pretty good for guys who couldn't get it done with the best run-blocking offensive line in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is all in the Cowboys' plans too. They know at the latest in the third round they're taking a guy. They know this mm-hmm. is a class to where they can get a guy in the second or third round. I don't think they're going to have to do it in the first round, but I think they have a very specific role for Javonte Williams. He doesn't run the ball very well. You almost never want to hand him the ball. If we have a bagel in the rush attempts column for Javonte Williams next season, that would be a huge win. I think he is strictly a third down running back. Hey, please help Dak not get killed
and
catch a couple balls for us. I think that is his only role.
Let's stay in Denver and talk about Sean Payton, a guy that Brian Broaddus used to work with here with the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. In Philly as well.
And Philadelphia, okay.
Yeah.
We go to Mel Kiper. He did a conference call this week and talked a little bit more about his insistence that Omarion Hampton of UNC is going to be the Cowboys pick at 12, the running back. He says, to me, they could go wide receiver, but certainly Hampton's tempting. Denver at 20 has to be sitting there. I'm sure Peyton is sitting there thinking, boy, if we can get Hampton at 20, that would be a great addition to that Broncos team. He said, I'm sure Sean Payton is sitting there thinking. Maybe Mel Kiper's been talking with somebody there in Denver. I don't know. But I have such a high regard for Sean Payton's offensive acumen that if he's that hot on Omarion Hampton, it makes me want to draft him a little bit more, Brian.
Yeah, you would. The situation there is if you're Dallas, do you feel like that you're going to – It's you know, I'm saying it's not really wiped out, but if you feel like that you're going to lose an opportunity to draft very good backs as opposed to just good backs, then you would have to consider Hampton at 12. And, you know, you, like I say, I personally like Johnson from Iowa over him. They're both right there for me. But, you know, this football team, you know, they brought in Hampton, but they might feel like that they have to, without Ginty, they get Hampton done, and then at 44, then you address the wide receiver or the other positions. Maybe they feel like that the wide receiver group might be a little bit better towards the middle of the draft where they can get the guy, and the running back is really good at the top of the draft.
You're thinking they're looking at it the other way, though?
I think they might be. I think that's why Kuiper's saying what he's saying. Hmm. That you know, the Cowboys clearly like Ginty, but Hampton might be their second guy, and they don't want to take a chance.
He'll be gone.
Of waiting to 44 to take somebody that's not in the same class as this guy.
So maybe they really want Hampton at 44, and they're trying to decide if we can't have him at 44.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Would we seriously take him at 12?
Yeah.
That would be a surprise, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It'd be a big shock at this point.
I think they have to feel like that the running back group, it's a good draft for running backs, but the best ones are the ones that are named Ginty, named Hampton, Johnson, and Henderson. Those are the best ones at the top of that board.
Okay, because I saw here, we go to InsideTheStar.com. They did a story about your ideal first three picks. You went McMillan, Siobhan Revelle, and then Quinshon Judkins there in the third round.
Man, that to me, because Revelle is, I have a first round grade, and this is me being selfish. You want them to take the guys that you like. And so, I'd love for them, because that would give them, off my board, a 1, a 1, and a 3 is what that would be. That would be a pretty darn good haul for them.
What does Judkins not do that prevents him from being in that group of the Henderson and the three other guys you just mentioned?
I kind of feel like that when you watch Judkins play, I'm kind of in that mode with him, as far as, because of course they split time. Him and Henderson split time, but you know, this is one of those guys that, to me, you know, he's got the ability to make people miss. He does have a burst. He does have acceleration. He can pass catch. The thing about him is, I think that there's just some times where, you know, it's a little bit hard for him to finish some runs. Hmm. You know, and I see a little bit more of the guys above him that have that ability, that have that. You know, when the angle is to them, when they're, you know, to outrun to get to the corner, to outrun support, to get, you know, up the field, to get around the edge. I think there's a little bit more of that. But this guy, he's really, really good. I mean, he's in that next group because of how hard he runs. I mean, I said this guy reminds me of Brian Robinson from the Commanders. Mm-hmm. If you've ever seen Brian Robinson play from the Commanders, how tough he is with the ball in between the tackles, and then his ability to catch the football. But his pass blocking's not one of the best things. He's not as much as a complete back as some of the backs that are ahead of him.
Right on, man. Well, that's a hell of a breakdown once again from Brian Broaddus, the former NFL scout, Super Bowl champion here in the G-Bag Nation. There's a lot to learn about these prospects. You want to jump into Draft 101 next Thursday right here at 4131. Brian and Wolchuk and the DallasCowboys.com, they're going to have a Draft 101 session with you, watching the players, answering questions. And giveaways in that include, I mean, Whataburger for everybody, but there's going to be a Dak jersey signed and a CeeDee Lamb helmet signed. And all you'll have, it's free. All you have to do is be here next Thursday night at 7 o'clock after our show. All righty. How confident are you the Cowboys will get 12 right? This will be the fifth time over the last 20 years the Cowboys will start the draft with pick 12 or better. In all the times before, they selected a player who earned multiple all pros before their rookie contract was up. Brian. Should we have more confidence the Cowboys are going to nail this pick? Just let them cook?
I would like to hope so. I'm really encouraged by the fact that Brian Schottenheimer has said that we need to let the scouts draft here, and the coaches will sit this one out and learn what's going on and get a feel for this thing. I'm sure Schottenheimer will have some say in what happens as they put their stack together. But the fact that they're really, really going to lean on their scouts in this particular time, I think it's what needed to be done. I think the last couple of times out, they've might have focused a little bit more on the coaches and their opinion for the players that they've taken. So see the scouts if they can operate here.
Last Cowboys news item to ask you about here before we get to Krusty's Corner. Patrick Walker, DallasCowboys.com, wrote about Sam Williams today. Very athletic edge. Can he still be an impact guy? Would you pick him to be the impact guy, or is Marshawn Nealon have the better chance here going into 25?
Nealon was on that path where he was learning how to rush the passer, which he really hadn't done in college. He got much better at it, then he got hurt, and that kind of set him back. You know, Sam Williams is clearly, when he's on, he's really, really good. The problem with Sam Williams is there's the penalties and things like that you have to deal with. Can he get past that? You know, coming off an injury, how is he going to be? I think as they always say, the jury's kind of still out on him, but there were some flashes there where he was very good rushing the passer. It's just there was some that inconsistencies because of the penalties and stuff he was dealing with.
All righty. Thank you for those thoughts on today's Cowboys batch of headlines. We're 13 days till the draft. Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, is coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, in this NFL draft, give me the best receivers and tight ends that are threats after the catch. We'll talk about those guys next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.